How can't I help you today?
I want to speak to your manager.
Hello, and welcome back to Customer Service Horror Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, David, and it's been way too long since we've done this. So what I'm going to do is, since this is the 13th episode, it should be like the 25th, but it's the 13th. And I just thought what I would do is, since I've shared all of my major experiences with you already, that I would find some stories that pretty much involve bad luck and stuff like that. All horror stories are bad luck. Let's be real. Wrong place, wrong time. Anyway, so we're going to read. I'm going to read and react to BuzzFeed's 15 customer service horror stories that'll actually make your blood boil. And it is actually raining right now. So if you can hear that, which I'll figure that out by the time I'm done recording. But if you can hear that, thunder and the rain hitting my new recording studio. Did you hear that? I have a new recording studio. And it is the garage to my new house. we'll get to a point where I have something. But, so we're going to get going on this. Because I read one, and we're going to read the rest together. I'm going to read the first one and give you my thoughts, and we're just going to keep on going. Okay. Oh, this is a BuzzFeed, and this is by Spencer Althaus. Just a credit, you know, because this is not my story. This is not story submitted to me. I'm finding an article on the internet, and I'm reading it to you, and I'm giving you my thoughts and feelings on it. I think that's perfectly acceptable. Okay, here we go. Number one, the diarrhea explosion. First of all, are you fucking kidding me? What a title. We had to reel him in right away. Okay, here we go. The worst thing I've ever experienced was when I worked in the fitting rooms during our big summer sale. The line went on forever, but one customer stormed in and demanded to go first. I told her it wasn't allowed, but she pushed me and went into a newly opened room. She spent 45 minutes in there and then left without any of the clothes she tried on. I went to check the room and there was poop everywhere. On the clothes, on the mirrors, on the walls. It was like an explosion. It didn't even look human. And guess who had to clean it up? Me. That was by Mated 2. My username. Are you fucking kidding me? Look, I work in early childcare, and I clean up poop all the time, but it's usually contained in a diaper and from a three-year-old or younger. Cleaning up an explosive shit in... What did you... Does wherever she works have washing machines on hand? Are they just going to throw those clothes away and call it a day? Which probably is going to be the case because they're brand new clothes. Not anymore. But what? Jesus. I've dealt with some shit, no pun intended. And even just all puns intended. Who are we kidding? But I've dealt with so much stuff in my life. I've worked in so many restaurants. And I've never had to deal with anything like that. Even when I've had to clean up the bathrooms. That's insane. Okay. Number two. This irate man. This is going to be good. I worked at a fast food restaurant. And one night, our systems were down. So we could only accept cash. Oh, sorry, this is just me now. Oh, Lord. I don't even have to. Okay, here we go. I don't even know if I have to read the rest of the story to know where this is going. Okay. A man came through the drive-thru, and upon being told we couldn't take his credit card, he got out of his car and started beating the speaker system with a hammer. Are you fucking kidding me? Oh my God. Sorry, no, this is all me. It ended with the word hammer by the first bullying girl. Oh, Lordy. Whatever. Are you kidding me? And those are three sentences, but are you fucking kidding me? You're gonna come up. What? Seriously. it's their fault, right? Right? That's what customers don't understand. It's all the employees inside this. Ooh. I wonder if you could hear that. If you couldn't hear that, then that was just a really weird interruption. But that's just, I don't understand. Like, that's what customers don't understand. They don't understand that it's when a food item is canceled or discontinued, or when something is only around for a limited time and they won't have it around forever. I mean, like, when these things happen, it's not the people inside the store that make that choice if it's a franchise or a chain. It's not their choice. But customers react. It's like they were like, haha, fuck these guys. And like they cut the system for the entire corporation. Are you kidding me? People are stupid. And when you work customer service, the other problem is that when you work customer service, you get some of the regulars, and you get some of the really awesome one-timers. Like, there are some cool people out there, but you have to sift through a lot of shit, especially in the customer service industry, before you get to those golden nuggets. All right. What a fucking idiot. Your system's down? I'm going to beat your speaker so it doesn't work. Yeah, that helps. Because now you're not allowed there anymore, you fucking jackass. All right, number three. The cheesy solution. This cheesy solution. I used to work at a pizza place. This woman who was at least 60 years old walked up with a Parmesan cheese shaker that we leave on all the tables and asked if she could take it home. We told her no, but we could give her some to-go packets of cheese. She accepted. We gave her 4 or so packets. She asked for 10 more. My manager told her that she couldn't give her that many. The old woman turned around, grabbed a handful of cheese from the salad bar, and shoved it in her mouth and walked out. This is by Pimpin' Cowboy. Oh, some of these names I'm going to regret having to read. But anyway, this is from Pimpin' Cowboy. That is amazing. What a piece of shit. Can I have this cheese shaker? No, but I can give you a little bit of extra cheese. Okay, great. Hands 3 packets. Oh, okay. Well, can I have like 10 more? I'm sorry, ma'am. You'd have to start paying for them at that point. Fuck this! What the fuck are you doing with your life? What are you doing with your life that's something that has to happen? That because you... Ooh, God, I hope you heard that. So another weird interruption. Just assume that if you don't hear lightning, or if you don't hear thunder, that me going, ooh, that's because thunder happened. But anyway. What a fucking idiot. Like, you're going to be that shitty about cheese? Go buy a huge thing of cheese so that when you order food from a restaurant and you bring it home, you don't have to ask them about cheese and get all butthurt because you couldn't get half their fucking restaurant supply for free. That right there I'm going to make it sound extreme, but that's entitlement. Like, oh, you should give me as much as you can. Fuck you. It costs us money to stock this. Anyway. Number 4. This confused patron. They're all confused. Okay, here we go. I saw a dude in an Apple store argue with the workers because they wouldn't take his iPhone back even though it was quote-unquote broken. I heard the guy who worked there say, quote, sir, this isn't an iPhone, so we can't help you, unquote. I looked, and sure enough, the person didn't have an iPhone. It didn't even look anywhere close to one of their products. This is by Bilba Papa. Oh my God. I mean, even if you have no idea what technology is, if something doesn't look the same, you can assume, you can even like make a guess like, these probably aren't the same. But just to be safe, I'm going to ask to see if they're the same. And if they tell me no, then I'm going to believe them that they're not the same. Because they don't fucking look anything the same. They don't even have the same logo on them. So we'll see if this is the same thing or not. Fucking A. You really That is ignorance to the highest degree. Not that you need to know every single product that's out there, but to just not even like believe the people that work there and argue with them. Like, I'm sure they showed him the different logos and everything, and he was like, nope, oh, looks like an apple to me. Fuck you. All right. Number 5. The rudest man in the world. All right, here we go. I worked at a pizza delivery place. Really? Okay. That's okay. I mean, I think that's great, but oh my God, really? So last of these are going to be pizza delivery, maybe. Okay, here we go. Anyway, I work at a pizza delivery place, and I told a customer on the phone that there's a 50-cent fee when using a credit card. He started screaming at me and hung up. Later on, at 3 a.m., that same man came into the restaurant and spat in my face. That is from Libby Day from Facebook. Oh my God. Are you kidding me? Really, you have nothing better in your life to do. You have nothing in your life better to do than to get pissed off because you had to pay 50 cents to use a credit card. Yeah, no. Would I be happy about that? No, I think that's kind of annoying. But then I go, 50 cents. And look, not that I'm Mr. Moneybags, but 50 cents. If you have a credit card, if you have enough money to order food from somewhere, you have enough money to pay a tip and pay a 50 cent fee if you're going to use a card. You really, you're going to spit in this. I don't know how old this person was. I'm going to assume teens to early 20s, mid teens to early 20s. Max early 20s, but I'm thinking low mid-teens, whatever. You know, I don't know. It doesn't say, and not that you have to be that young to work in a pizza delivery place, but I can only, the first thing that comes to mind is some piece of shit going into a store and spitting in like a 16-year-old's face because he needs to charge 50, because his pizza place told him he needs to charge 50 cents extra for a credit card. That kid got spit in the face. Why do people not know where to put their anger? Go to that kid. And if you're upset, yell. That's, you know, that sucks, but yell. Where's your manager? Whatever. Then, excuse me. And talk to the manager. Or the owner. A credit card company. Come on. People are insane. All right, number 6. This customer from hell. All right. It's going to be good, guys. Here we go. I'm a cake decorator. Oh, okay. Here we go. We recently had a customer pick up her cake, which was topped with a printed picture of a high heel shoe that she sent us. She looked at it and said, "What the fuck is this?" Oh, God. Here we go. That was, quote, "What the fuck is this?" Unquote. She started banging on the tables and screaming at the top of her lungs, threatening to come back with a gun. We had to call the cops. Turns out she wanted a lifelike edible version of the shoe, not a printed picture. But when she ordered the cake, she wrote 2D instead of 3D. This is from Missingo. Missing no. Missingo. David, you're an idiot. Missing no. Oh my God. Are you fucking kidding me? I'm going to say that after every one of these I read because they're all going to blow my mind. That is the... You... Okay. I'm really hoping that she saw that and went, "Ooh, wow, I'm a bitch. Okay, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. May I please pay you double what you need for a 3D version of this shoe? You piece of shit. You ordered that shit wrong. And look, maybe it was a mistake, but that's not on them. That's on you. You got what you wanted. They took the picture you wanted and printed it on your fucking cake because you wrote 2D. With a gun? Really? With a gun? Like, your cake is worth going to fucking jail? And you wouldn't even get the cake. because you got the wrong cake and you shot up the place and then got arrested, so you would never be able to get your other cake. Are you fucking, like, that's, none of what you did makes sense or it has any ounce of sanity to it. That is absolutely ridiculous. I've been pissed off before. Like, if I get shitty customers, that wasn't even shitty customer service. It was just them doing their job. You made the mistake. Like, of course I've gotten upset with either bad customer service or late customer service, but I always just let it go because I've been in the industry. You don't know what the hell's happening, blah, 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 blah. That, I mean, with this one, I'd be kicking my own ass because you are an idiot. Really, you just ordered the 2D and then you threaten them with a gun because you made the mistake? What a piece of shit I am. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? Okay, anyway, here we go. Number 7. This woman who needs to get a grip. Here we go. I worked at a grocery store and a lady came to my register while talking on the phone. I asked if she wanted paper or plastic. She said plastic. I bagged everything and waited for her to pay. After everything, she finished the call and sighed loudly, saying, next time you better know I want paper when I ask for it. Then she grabbed the whole pile of paper bags, probably 40 or so, and walked out. Came into my wall on the phone. As she wanted paper, plastic, she said plastic. Look, even if you don't realize you made the mistake, do you really have to be that big of a piece of shit? Even if you think they made the mistake, do you have to be that big of a piece of shit about it? I know it's text, and I'm interpreting it the way that I'm reading it, but, like, they even said she finished the call and sighed loudly, saying, are you fucking kidding me? That's not what she said. That is absolute insanity. You are a piece of shit, lady. Bye. Okay, here we go. Number 8. This mom who should know better. Ooh. It's just like 2 sentences. I don't even know if I want to read it with a title like that. Here we go. I worked at an ice cream shop, and one time a kid threw up in my tip jar. His mom just stared, didn't apologize, and then they casually walked out like nothing happened. This is by Ashley. I'm not going to say a full name. This is by Ashley. And the last one was by Goldie. I'm not doing last names or where because I don't want that. It's protecting the innocent. Okay. Then that's not the only ones who did the... Anyway, I'm not going to have to explain myself to you. Okay, here we go. I worked at an ice cream shop and a kid threw up in my tip jar. Threw up in my tip jar. Look, I understand, lady, if you were embarrassed and you got nervous and didn't know what to do, but the fact that she actually said that they walked casually out the door, like nothing happened. Like, I don't know if that was them getting really nervous and freezing up and just leaving, like, or if they really thought nothing about that was wrong because it's a customer service place and they have to deal with what they have to deal with. I'm going to hope for the prior, but I'm really going to assume it's the latter. Okay. Number 9, this complete pain in the ass. The cashier behind me finished ringing up a customer's groceries, which was well over $100, and the customer yelled that the total was wrong. The cashier went over every item to make sure nothing was incorrectly priced or double scanned. Everything was correct, but the man kept insisting that it wasn't. This poor lady at the register had to clear out the entire order, which is a very tedious process, I'm fucking sure. Take everything out of the bags, oh my god, and ring it up again. Same total. Oh my god. Take your groceries in your receipt and bring it to the customer service desk or ask for a manager. That's so fucking ridiculous. Like, I understand you can't, I mean, I would ask what's up and maybe we quickly go over the things, go, okay. But holy Lord, that is absolutely insane. People are absolutely insane. And I've said that before. So this is from Bacon Generator. And that is absolutely crazy. Okay, we're going to go on to the next one. Because all I can say is that's crazy. 10. This man who needs to go back to school. Okay, here we go. I haven't even read it. It's just the title got me. Okay. I worked at a gas station. A guy walked in and asked for cigarettes, so I rang them up. He started to flip out and said I was ripping him off. The sign clearly said 583 plus tax. And he demanded, sorry, that was just me. And he demanded to know why there was 635. I spent 10 minutes of my life explaining the intricacies of sales tax to a 42-year-old man. This is from Lebowski 420. Ooh, good username. It's from Lebowski 420. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look, I'm no math magician, but all you got to tell me plus tax, and I already know it's going to be more than the tag. Already know it's going to be more than 583. Already know that because tax. 42 years old. I am not the world's smartest human being. I am not an accountant. I am not anything that has anything to do with taxes. I am nothing in this. And that is the most common sense fucking thing. How do you make it 42 years of your life and arrive at that moment, where you're arguing how much something costs and being explained sales tax? How did you make it 42 years to that moment? Did you make it long after that moment? The world may never know. Okay, here we go. Number 11, this expired ketchup. Here we go. I'm going to start that over, okay, guys? Here we go. Number 11, the expired ketchup. A customer came in with a bottle of Heinz ketchup and asked to return it because the ketchup inside was brown, not red. As a stock guy, I was called by customer service to investigate. Not only were there no other bottles with the brown substance inside, but we didn't even carry that particular size bottle in the store. Finally, it hit me to check the sell-by date on her bottle. It was from December of 1987. I guess she was cleaning out a rarely used pantry or something. She still wanted a refund, but we wouldn't let her return it. Steve2294. Oh, my God. Look, lady, you know it's common. Okay, 30 days. You've got 30 days. That is standard. You can assume you have at least 30 days unless noted otherwise, which clearly you wouldn't know because you're still trying to return something from, what is that now? 35 years ago? 36 years ago? 46 years ago. My God. David and Math are not friends. That's so fucked up. Ick. Why would you not look at that and go, bye, in the trash? You tell me why you look at something that says expired December 1987. I'm assuming this story is from 2000s plus. I mean, if this story, if this really happened to them 20 years ago, in 2000, that's still fucking insane. But I guarantee this happened in 2018, 19, maybe 17, you know? 87! What in your brain went, I'm gonna get my money back for this? Instead of, a bye, in the trash you go. Where's what happened there to that human being? We're going to keep moving on. Because there's 15 stories, and I'm going to get through all of them because it's my podcast and I do what I want. Here we go. Number 12. The Christmas surprise. I worked at a large store during my high school years. A couple walked up to the store, to the customer service desk with an Elf on the Shelf doll and asked to return it. When I asked them what was wrong with the doll, they said that it wasn't moving around at night like it was supposed to. It took every inch of willpower I had to not laugh in their face, Big Tom 52. Oh, Lordy. Who is not informing these adults? What's happening here, guys? What's happening? We're going to leave that one alone. Here we go. Number 13. This, quote, that's not how things work, unquote, experience. Here we go. A friend of mine used to work at Wendy's. One day, a guy came in to try a vanilla Frosty. He politely informed the guy that the machine had broken down. He asked if the guy would like the chocolate, and he responded, yes. My friend handed him the Frosty and went to charge him, and the guy said, well, can I have it for half off because I don't really want it? No. That dude really just ordered something he didn't want and then asked for half off. Really? Has that at any time worked for you? Has that worked at all? Because if that works, I might have to try that. I didn't really want like the plain hamburger. I just kind of wanted the cheeseburger. But can I get that? But can I get it for half off because I don't really want it? Okay, good. I appreciate that. I'll accept this car, but can I have it for half off? It's not really the one I wanted. I mean, it's nice, but not exactly what I wanted. Can I have it for half off? God damn it. All right. Number 14, this insufferable mix-up. I work in the bakery department of a warehouse store. Two young girls, maybe 18, came to pick up a 3-tier cake. I couldn't find their order, so we asked, if they were at the right location. They snobbily said yes and then called me the C word because I was, quote, ruining their party, unquote. My supervisor said I should decorate a new cake and give it to them for free since losing order forms occasionally happens. As we handed them a new cake, they got a call from their mom. The girl said, quote, the stupid bitches lost our damn cake, unquote. The mom asked where they were, so they gave the address, and mom said, quote, honey, you're at the wrong store, unquote. They still got the $70 cake for free. They never even apologized. God damn, that's fucked up. What pride? Why? Why do you have to be so uncompromising? Why do you always have to be right all the time to the point where you are that rude to somebody where you are completely in the wrong? You didn't, like, did you not think, oh, shit, maybe I went to the wrong store. Maybe I went to the wrong location. Let me call my mom and fucking find out. No. Instead, fuck this guy. I'm going to be a dick because I'm in the wrong, but I just don't know it yet. So fuck you. How could I be in the wrong? Because I don't know it yet. All right, here we go. Didn't even apologize, you piece of shit. God damn it. All right, here we go. Number 15. And this shitty experience. Here we go. While working at Walmart, an older woman came up to me and complained that the bathrooms were closed. I explained that they were being cleaned, but the ones in the back should be open. She started to walk away, but then came back, and complained that it was too far. I just shrugged my shoulders, thinking she'd figure it out. Instead, she chose to shit her pants right there on purpose. She then complained to my manager that I made her do it because she needed to teach me a lesson. It was disgusting. Serenity C40. And that was sinful carrot, the insufferable mix-up. but Serenity C40 did and the shitty experience. Are you fucking kidding me? You stopped and walked backwards, which probably equaled the distance of just walking to the bathroom and going, it's too far, and shitting your pants, and then telling some poor kid's manager, again, I'm going to assume, well, maybe they're older than that. Maybe they're older than that. Who cares? Some poor human being, regardless of whatever, some poor human being, their manager, just that they made them shit themselves. Are you, what is going on with people in their heads? What is compelling somebody to be such a piece of shit? What are you going to get out of it? What is your goal? What is the goal here? Where's your, what's the end game? Because that is absolutely ridiculous. That is why I have this podcast, because these, they just speak it's just insane. It speaks volumes for the human race. Where's the decency? Why can we not just treat people like people? Anyway, that's all I got for you today. I am very excited that we got that one going on. Today was an especially long episode, but I hope you enjoyed it. I don't post much on social media right now. I'm going to try to do a little bit more, but if you have your own customer service horror story that you would like me to read verbatim on this podcast, please email that story to cshspodcast@gmail.com. And you can look me up on multiple platforms, Anchor, of course, Spotify, Apple, Google. Find me anywhere, look me up. If you want to listen to other episodes, you can go back on Anchor, you can go back on Spotify. Like I said, wherever you listen, hopefully you'll be able to find me. And if you can't, I'm on plenty of free platforms, so please feel free to download them as you please. Thank you very much, and how can't I help you today?